tobacco service stations and dealers from coast to coast present the Fire Chief Double Quartet. Don Voorhees and the Fire Chief Band. Graham McNamee. And Ed Wynn, the Perfect Fool.
Well, I'm the Chief again. Tonight, the program's going to be different.
Good evening. Good evening, Chief. I saw you last Sunday out in the country. Yeah. What were you doing carrying that lantern?
Well, it was dark in the country, Graham. I was calling on a gale, so I carried the lantern.
Well, that's funny. When my uncle was carting his wife from the country, he didn't use a lantern.
Oh, I don't doubt that, Graham. But look what he got.
Well, never mind that, Chief. What I want to know is, did you behave yourself,
Sunday? Oh, what do you mean, Graham?
Well, I mean, did you keep the commandments?
Oh, don't be silly, Graham. I always keep the commandments.
You do?
Yes, my great trouble is with the amendments. That's my trouble. Oh, I felt fine when I called on my girl. Mm. I felt great, but her father took us on an automobile trip, and I had to be good, Graham.
Did you?
Yes, between his car and the bum roads, it knocked the devil right out of me, Graham.
Well, I finally got you to ride in an automobile anyway, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Graham, but the least you can do for me now is to get on a horse.
Well, Chief, isn't it true that horseback riding gives you a headache?
What are you talking about? Riding a horse give you a headache, Graham?
Yeah.
On the contrary. On the contrary, Graham. Well, and what's more, if more people rode horses, there would be less accidents over the weekend.
Oh, still talking in the past, aren't you, Chief? That was before four-wheel brakes.
Oh, Graham, I'm glad you said four-wheel brakes.
Four-wheel brakes.
Oh, that reminds me of a beautiful song. I'm going to have Don play it. It's about four-wheel brakes, you know.
Yeah?
The title of it is Four-Wheel Brakes, the News to Mother.
Play that, Don. About over. I read, according to the statistics, every man, woman, and child in this United States is worth $43.50.
Oh, that's true, Graham. But the trouble is, we owe it to each other. You see,
that's it. Well, big brother. Have you got a remedy, Chief?
Well, in my opinion, Graham, what this country needs most of all is a man who can make the United States fail for 50 cents on the dollar. That's what I think.
Well, according to you, things are only fair.
Well, if the people don't fall, Graham. You take last Sunday, I was down at the beach, and a big, fat woman was sitting on the sand. And when she got up, Graham, do you know she left a terrible depression?
I suppose so. But the stock market's getting better, isn't it, Chief?
I don't think so, Graham. I understand the 5 and 10 cent stores are putting in the stock and bond department.
Oh, that's true. I give up, Chief. What's the music going to be?
Well, we're talking about the stock market, so I'll have Don play the new investment song. The title of it is, It's a Wise Stock That Knows Its Own Part.
Illinois, your campus is home, Illinois, your arms are outstretched. beat the shopping, you're bound to meet the welcome to you Illinois.
Well, here's the chief again.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me, Graham.
Yeah?
Did you notice I got here early tonight? I came in an aeroplane.
You in an aeroplane?
Yes.
How fast you go, chief?
Oh, I should say about 350 miles an hour.
Oh, chief, 350 miles an hour.
Well, I went about 286 miles an hour.
Anyway. Oh, even 286 miles an hour.
Well, I bet I went 115 miles an hour.
Now, 1 minute, chief. 115.
Oh, well, then let's stop talking about it altogether.
You'll have me backing up in a minute.
My goodness.
Well, didn't you look at your speedometer at
No, home? I didn't, Graham.
Well, Chief, in a car with Texaco Fire Chief's gasoline in the tank,
yeah.
You've got to watch the speedometer. If you don't, the old needle starts creeping up on you. Until the first thing you know, you'll be telling some judge all about Fire Chief gasoline. This fire engine gas certainly gets you places in a hurry. Fill up with Fire Chief. Watch your speedometer and be sure your brakes are in condition.
Oh, my uncle has great brakes on his car, Graham.
Yeah?
They're so good that if he had an accident and hits a man, he can stop right on him. Think of that. Oh, he says he would like to use Fire Chief gas, but he thinks it would cost too much, Graham.
Oh, that's just the big point, Chief. You tell your uncle the surprising thing is the Texaco Fire Chief costs no more than ordinary gasoline. He'll not have to pay a premium for Fire Chief. Quantity production and advanced refining processes have made it possible to sell this emergency fuel in all our 48 states at no extra price.
Oh, well, I'm going to write that to a friend of mine.
Mm.
He's got 8 automobiles, Graham, and he's had them all for 3 years.
A man keeps 8 automobiles? Well, depression didn't hurt him, did it?
Oh, well, it did in a way, Graham. He's an automobile dealer, you see.
Oh, lady, good to me.
It's cockeyed.
He's so cockeyed. Every time he puts a penny in the slot machine, he's so cockeyed that every time he puts a penny in that machine for chewing gum, he gets a piece of chocolate. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, he's cockeyed.
Well, as the curtain rises, we see the hero dressed up in a loud suit of knickerbockers. He looks like a sport model of the missing link. His father, who is the king, is so rich, Graham,
yeah,
that he bought 6 radios just to keep them shut off. Wait, you haven't heard anything yet. The king takes his son to the royal doctor. He says, "Doctor, there is something wrong with his son, the prince. He keeps thinking that he's a poodle dog." The doctor looks the prince over thoroughly and says, "There's nothing wrong with your son just because he thinks he's a poodle dog. He's conceited."
When you hear this,
Graham,
when you hear it,
listening, you better sit down. You'll laugh and fall over, Graham.
I will.
Well, what the prince, the doctor said, what the prince needs is a college training. That's a bright remark, I think. So, the king says, "You are right, doctor. I will send him to Moron College." And the doctor says, "Why, when the prince first came in here, I thought he was a magician. Because when he took his hat off, there was nothing under it." When you hear this opera, Graham?
Yeah?
This is too much for the 18-year-old son, the prince, you know. And he says, "Papa, I'm going out to play." And the king says, "What? Play with those holes in your pants?" And the prince says, "No, with my dog." Wait a minute. Now, don't interrupt me, Graham.
All right.
And the doctor says, "Are you fond of dogs? Are you careful with your dog?" And the prince says, "I'm very careful. I walk on them as little as possible." Wait a second, Albert. The king says, "Can a college course help this son of mine?" And the doctor says, "Well, if they only give that kid of yours a blank sheet of paper to read, it'll improve his mind." Wait a second. No! The king says, "Well, then, I'll send him to college. But, son, before you go, I want to give you one piece of advice. After you graduate, son, always be nice to people who never went to school or college. If you're not nice to them, they may never lend you any money." Say that, Don. The second act of the opera shows the prince, he's at college now.
Mm-hmm.
He's studying to be a moron.
Fine.
Yes. We find him in the English class. The professor says to him, "Prince, define the word he." And the prince says, "The word he is a personal pronoun. The word he is a personal pronoun at all times, except when used for laughing purposes like he, he, he." The professor said, "That's excellent. Now tell me something about Washington." And the young dope says, "Washington? Washington is a face in war, the face in peace, and fate in the American League." The professor says, "That's excellent, too. Now, one more example in English. Give me a sentence using the word fascinate." And the prince says, "That's easy. President Hoover has 9 buttons on his vest, but he can only fascinate."
Well,
You see? So, the prince goes to the natural history class. And the natural history teacher said to him, how was iron discovered, prince? And the prince says, iron was discovered because somebody smelt it. Really, in a minute, I'll be absolutely hysterical. The teacher said, that's fine. You can move up a seat. You are now next to the last in your class. And you wouldn't be there except the village idiot is homesick. Just then the athletic coach sees the prince and he said to the prince, I can use you. You have a football face. Your features are in a huddle. But he says, I don't know if you're limber enough. Why do you walk so stiffly? And the prince says, I'm breaking in some new underwear. I'll die laughing. What do you hear this? So, that night, the prince is so excited about getting on the football team that he can't sleep. It seems that he has a four-poster bed. And he keeps awake all night trying to make touchdowns. No one ever thought of that before. Well, the next day, passing the backyard of the house, the prince sees a slip of a girl on a watch line.
You see, girl?
That's a good place for it.
He waits for the girl to come out of the house. She comes out eventually. She is a fleeting vision in white. She's a traveling nightmare. So the prince rushes to her and says, I do not know your name, but your breath is like wine. There are cloves in your hair. I will call you my Virginia Ham.
Say that.
Good. We see the prince and his sweetheart. They are now lovers. And they are walking together through the field.
Mm-hmm.
They pass an aged farmer bending over. You know, the farmer's bending way over.
Yeah.
And they see an old rustic seat in the country. Well, the prince turns to the girl and asks her for a kiss. She refuses.
No.
Yes, you see, the prince doesn't know that she's just like an ocean liner. It takes a tub to start her, you know. Anyhow, she says, we'd better go in. It looks like rain. And the prince says, little dogs it will and little dogs it won't. And she says, what are you talking about? Little dogs it'll rain and little dogs it won't rain. And the prince says, well, pups it will and pups it won't. So, that night, the prince is absolutely flabbergasted. He calls on his girl, only to find another man had the girl in his arms and hugging her and kissing her. The prince says, tell that man to stop kissing you. And the girl says, tell him yourself, I don't even know him. That's to me the big thing.
Yes, he was right.
The prince says to the man and says, how many times did you kiss her? What do you think the man said, Graham?
What?
The man says, I don't know how many times I kissed her. I lost a finger in the war, and I can only count up to nine. To me, that's brilliant. The prince is so mad, you know, he frauds at the mouth,
yeah?
The stranger gets angry, and he frauds at the mouth, too. And as they are both frothing at the mouth, they challenge each other to a gruel. Well, after the gruel, the prince, Graham, takes the girl in his arms and says, I have brought you an onyx ring. And she says, oh, that's lovely. This is so unexpected. At that moment, the girl's father sticks his head. I love that. That's a beautiful melody.
Yeah.
The name of that is He Was Dead and She Was Happy.
What do you mean by that?
I mean the Merry Widow.
I got it all mixed up. Well, come on, Chief. Let's get down to these letters, shall we?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. Here's one from Helena, Montana. Dear Chief, I'm invited to my first picnic next Sunday, and I would like to be prepared for some of the things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
You think we'll have a buggy ride? Signed, Ecstasy.
Dear Ecstasy, I've been on a lot of picnics. You may not have a buggy ride, but I'll guarantee that you'll have a buggy cake.
I know that. That's Here's good. One from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Dear Chief, I am in love with a fellow who works on a horse ranch near here, and I think he loves me, too. He acts very bashful when he's with me, and I think this is due to the fact that he only understands horses. How can I find out if it is serious in his intentions to me? Signed, Flustered.
Dear Flustered, as your sweetheart knows nothing but horses, if he gets serious, you'll know it immediately. The first thing he'll do is to open your mouth and look at your teeth.
Here's one from Edgartown, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Dear Chief, at a meeting of our club last Friday, we were discussing which was the most popular name of cities in this country. One says Springfield is used the most. Another says Washington. One says Centerville. What do you say? Signed, Tourist.
Dear Tourist, the most popular name that I have seen is Goslow. There seems to be one in every state in the Union. You'll notice it on all the signs, Goslow. It's spelled G-O-S-L-O-W.
Chief,
yeah.
You know, oh, here's one you'll like, Chief. Here's one from Chillicothe, Ohio.
Yeah.
Dear Chief, I am a boy 8 years old, and at Sunday school last week, the teacher spoke about Mount Ararat. Can you tell me where this mountain got its name? Signed, Boy Scout.
Dear Boy Scout, Mount Ararat got its name from a pussycat. Mm. Many years ago, there was a cat that stuttered. And as he was walking over the hill, the stuttering cat said, I smell our rat.
And now, here's one. Here's one, Chief, from Chicago, Illinois. Oh, go ahead, Chief. Rebate yourself.
Well, this one said, Dear Chief, what do you think of this? I put some Fire Chief gasoline on my grapefruit, and it increased the squeak 50%. Well, I'll answer that one later. I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Just what does the United States government consider an emergency motor fuel? Exactly this. A grade of motor fuel suitable for uses in ambulance, fire engines, and emergency vehicles. This statement is taken from their pamphlet, DVM-571, which contains complete specifications for emergency motor fuel. Texaco Fire Chief gasoline surpasses these specifications. An emergency fuel brimming over with fire engine power. Think of it. The same type of gasoline which the United States government specifies for emergency vehicles. You can now have for your own use at the price of ordinary gasoline. You pay no premium. Texaco Fire Chief is sold at all red Texaco pumps and at Texaco pumps only. And remember, July engine heat requires a motor oil that will not thin out or break down. Crack-proof Texaco is that motor oil. It is sold wherever you see the Texaco red star with the green key.
Each week, the Texas Company presents over a Coast to Coast network Ed Wynn, the perfect fool, supported by a cast of more than 50 artists, including Don Voorhees, the Fire Chief Double Quartet, and Graham McNamee. Louis A. Witten, speaking for the Texas Company, extends its invitation for next Tuesday at the same hour. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
The music on tonight's Fire Chief program included I Got Rhythm, Illinois, We're Loyal to You, Lady Be Good, selections from The Merry Widow, and Love is Sweeping the Country. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.
Thinned out summer oil has actually caused damage to your engine.